Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
A funeral, it was everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. Heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well.
Roadshow season officially underway. Roadshow number one in Brattleboro, Vermont at the Stone Church. And all of the roadshows brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time, New England. And by Harbor One Bank. And today brought to you by La Valley Building Supply with 13 locations here in Vermont and New Hampshire and at lavalley.com, and by Pekarsky's Sausage.
Awesome.
Home of New England's farm-made
Very
sausage.
Good.
Oh, Mr. Pekarsky just dropped off a cooler. He said you can share it with the crew. I said, no thanks.
Sausage.
I mean, you can have any room left after the chicken and a biscuit crackers that you're demolishing?
So good.
Housing them.
I was just told a fun fact about Vermont when it comes to our last news story about showering once a day.
Uh-huh.
There is a law in Vermont that you must shower at least once a week.
Really?
Oh. Yep. Law.
I like that. Yeah.
By law.
And also,
how hasn't Bernie been arrested?
I guess we can talk to this later because I think we're going to have the town manager of Brattleboro on the show. But aren't you allowed to walk around nude anytime you want in Brattleboro, Vermont? And no, I mean, everybody here has clothes on.
Yes.
Thank God. Yep. No disrespect. But that's something you're allowed to do.
Yes,
apparently.
We did look that up. Yep.
All right. Wiggy would like the New England Patriots to select a wide receiver.
Yep.
With their second round pick, they did take Drake May, and we've been talking about that all morning. And Pauly would like to talk about that right now. Pauly, good morning. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, my friends. When are you guys going to have a remote down this side, south side of the city? I think the Endicott Estate in Dedham. Go ahead.
You're in Dedham.
Go ahead.
We'll come down there. Yeah,
you guys are always on the north side. You go to New Hampshire, Vermont. You're always up on the north side. When are we going to get to be allow the grace of your presence?
Well,
I want to come down and meet you guys. I talk to you guys on a flip phone. I don't know how to turn on a computer or use a smartphone. My parents always told me I should have just stayed at Boston College and become a priest because all I want to do is help everybody. Well, let me tell you, get Tom Brady back here with Rob Gronkowski right now. Let's go. This kid needs training. He's a guy that can bridge and while we're winning, everybody be climbing instead of 20 grand short at the stadium. People be climbing over the tops of each other to get into that, to get in. All right.
Okay.
We need to start a real, it'll be a near riot scene down there. And everybody will have smiles on their faces. Right. 60,000 screaming for blood. Get
Pauly,
Tom Brady back here.
Pauly, thank you.
That is high energy.
Once Brady back.
Yeah.
I think it's clear. Road shows, we started doing the road shows in every region market where the show is broadcast. So we are the syndication for the radio show. We do the road shows where every market where the show is on, but we could certainly go to Dedham at some point to see Pauly.
Yeah.
I mean, lovely place.
He's being facetious, but the talent around Drake May is going to be the issue.
Right.
That is essentially what Courtney talked a little bit about in her lead this morning at 6:30, which was the comments made by Julian Bubbs Edelman about Drake May having some potential if you put the right – what did he say? The environment? He said it was weird.
If you put the right ecosystem around him.
I don't know. Is that in reference to the weapons that he has, or is that in reference – is he talking about coaching?
I have no idea what that means.
No, I think that it's a shot at how the organization has been in the dark ages of how the NFL has gone in terms of being offensive driven, needing to pay for talent. And the ecosystem is the right scheme, the right coach, and the players around the quarterback that help him actually perform in that scheme.
Can I make one point, though, because I'm kind of sick and tired of hearing of this, put the right ecosystem around them, the right people around them. I understand a quarterback can be elevated by the players that are on his team.
Yep.
But can we stop blaming bad play on the coaches constantly? I love
In every sport?
No, in football I'm talking right now.
Well, Wiggy does it when it comes to the Red Sox and to the defense.
But I'm just saying, like, I loved Billy O'Brien the other day, but when we asked him about Mac Jones, he immediately went to, well, if the right people are around him. It's not going to be perfect in any type of setting that you're whether you're a professional athlete or you work in the real world. It's never going to be perfect, and to blame Bill Belichick over and over again for Mac Jones and his failure, it's a cop-out. And that's
okay,
bothering
Courtney.
Me. Like, to constantly say the right ecosystem, the right people around them, blah, 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 blah. You're either a good player or you're not.
But he was a good player, and then he wasn't in Mac Jones.
But that was his mental situation.
Right, but it is
the job. But that's not on Bill Belichick.
I think that it's not. I agree that I think Mac Jones was not as good as we thought he was his rookie year. He wasn't as bad as he was the last couple. He's a mediocre NFL quarterback.
Right.
But when you talk about an ecosystem, does anybody think Brock Purdy's a Hall of Famer?
No.
Okay, that is an ecosystem that is phenomenal. If you put Drake May on the 49ers tomorrow, they're a playoff team. Probably a Super Bowl contender.
But you have to give Brock Purdy credit for being thrown into a situation and to take full advantage of it.
Right.
I think if you put Mac Jones in that situation, I think he fails.
Do we give Joe Mazzulla credit for coaching the best roster in the NBA? I mean, he's just doing his job.
Greg does. I do.
But Brock Purdy is a fine player. Of course he's better than the average guy. He's in there and he was, you know, a couple plays away from a Super Bowl. But what the 49ers have built is something where no matter the quarterback, even the Chiefs, right? Nobody talks about how the year before the Chiefs played the Patriots in the AFC Championship in 2018 and Mahomes took over. They were a playoff team with Alex Smith. Andy Reid's bottoming out has been much more, you know, much less embarrassing than the Patriots recently. So if the Andy Reid ecosystem, with Patrick Mahomes, they're a Super Bowl team. With Donovan McNabb and with Alex Smith, they're a good playoff team.
Okay, but
Courtney is right, though.
But Mahomes has an awful lot to do
But my point is they were a playoff team before Mahomes took over.
Yeah.
Right, but Alex Smith was a solid quarterback.
But he wasn't a great quarterback.
But they didn't win anything. You have to have talent, right? I get that point, Courtney. I think that's what you're saying. You have to have talent. And when you have talent, you then need to put the right pieces around that talent. Like, everybody goes to San Francisco. San Francisco, San Francisco, San Francisco. Let's really look at San Francisco. You have the best running back in the National Football League in Christian McCaffrey. You have the top, top three pass rushes and defensive ends in the National Football League in Nick Bosa. You look at what Deebo Samuel is. He's probably a top 10, top 12 wide receiver. Same with Brandon Ayuk. You have one of the top three best.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Tight ends in the National Football League and George Kittle.
You can have a...
But I thought we had a salary cap that precludes you from doing that.
But you got to have that.
So you can have an average or better than average, whatever you're going to call Brock Purdy, better than average quarterback, and win that way.
When you have elite talent.
But here's the question.
That's the difference.
Wiggy, what is easier to find?
Patriots don't have that.
What is easier to find? A Mahomes or a Brady or those kind of players to build around the roster? If you keep waiting
for the latter, just those kind of
players. That's why you don't take Drake May.
Yeah.
That's my point.
A little smattering of applause
on
that.
No applause during the debate. Wait till the end, please.
Smattering of applause for Chris Curtis, who was pissed about that pick last night.
Right, but here's the difference.
Pissed about it.
Thank you.
Here's the difference.
I love you, Brattleboro.
here's the one dispute about Curtis's point.
Oh, man.
That is cool, but that's not winning you a Super Bowl. The elite quarterback is winning you a Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's why you take Drake May. You take Drake May and hope.
You take Drake May hoping that he's going to be elite?
Because that's how you win Super Bowls. Who's winning Super Bowls?
But who is more likely to be elite of the three quarterbacks that were taken? The one that was taken one?
I don't know. I don't know. Who wins Super Bowls? Elite quarterbacks. Name me the past Super Bowl winners for a large portion of the time. Mahomes, elite. Brady, elite.
Would you call Burrow elite? I mean,
yeah, Joe Burrow's in the elite category. You have to have that type of quarterback. Brock Purdy, listen, he's better than average. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But he ain't winning you a Super Bowl.
This is David in the car. David, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. So hey. I got a question for you guys. And I'm with Curtis. This Drake May, everybody's excited for what? What's he bringing in? And my question to you guys is, if they were so excited, the Patriots are so sure that Drake May was going to be the right pick, why were they contacting the Chargers and they were trying to trade for Justin Herbert? Why was that? If you think you have the right, the future quarterback coming in, why would you be trading, looking to trade for Justin Herbert?
In that case, I mean, Justin Herbert is a known commodity. I don't think that even if you think Drake May is going to be really good, I would take the known commodity.
You take the known commodity over the potential.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Drafting a young quarterback and what they're doing and where they are is rolling the dice. I agree with that. But in order to win in today's NFL, you have to have the quarterback. And I maybe we use the word elite loosely, but you have to have a really, really, really good quarterback. And that's why you have to roll the dice. Because Marvin Harrison, yes, he'll be a great player and could be an elite wide receiver. Show me an elite wide receiver that has won a Super Bowl with an average quarterback.
Hold on a second. Just quickly. I think Donnie, we just had Drop Madness on this radio show.
Yes.
I think Chinese food Donnie is on the phone, believe it or not.
No way.
I think, Donnie, you there?
Yeah, let's change it. Sausage is here today. We're talking sausage.
Yeah, we're talking. Well, Curtis was talking sausage, yes, as he often does.
I love him.
Dude, what is the sausage that you're talking about? I sell 500 sausages a week on this food truck of mine, and I want to put that sausage on there.
Oh, it's Pekarsky's. Curtis is doing an endorsement deal with them, I think.
Yeah. I'm actually America's pitch man.
Yeah. We could connect you if you want.
I'm going to address you one day if that's okay with the ILoveYourSausage.com t-shirt that I own.
Yes, of course. All right, give us one, if you could, your most famous moment before you leave. Could you do it live?
Ready? Chinese, kid.
All right, round of applause for Donnie.
Good job, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie.
Such a great drop.
Donnie has a food truck up in
Yeah, I had a sausage when we had the
what?
Pause.
Pause?
Yeah. What's with the past tense?
When we did your 5K in...
Oh, yeah. at Cisco in Portsmouth.
He had his paw sausage truck. Yeah.
Greg had a defibrillator.
He has his hand in a bunch of stuff, though.
Yes,
he has his hand in a tequila thing.
Yes, he does.
That's
but Wiggy talks about winning a Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Since 2014, how many men have won a Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I think it's four. You got Brady.
Okay.
Peyton Manning in 15.
Okay.
Then you have Mahomes.
Okay.
Stafford.
All right.
That's it. Four different people have won one in a decade.
And you know,
it's really hard.
But you notice, they have in common?
Do you call Matt Stafford elite?
I would say very, very good. That's why
Matt Stafford is absolutely elite.
That's why I changed.
Whiplash.
That's why I changed.
Matt Stafford's a Hall of Famer.
So's Matt Ryan. He's not.
Matt Ryan didn't win anything.
That's why I use elite loosely, because he is very, very good. If you have a very, very good quarterback, then you can win a Super Bowl. Brock Purdy hasn't proven that he's very, very good.
All right. Well, we will find out sooner than later whether the Patriots have chosen a very, very good quarterback at number three in Drake May. And he could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Gresham Foyer coming up at 10 from Detroit with their thoughts on last night.
Right.
And Monday we'll talk to Gerard Mayo on this show. Is that 8:20, Ken Laird? I believe Gerard Mayo will join us at 8:20. We have to take a quick break. You guys are the best. Thank you for being here this morning. Woo! Unbelievable. Thank you for watching this show so far this morning on Twitch. And you can do that every day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And we will be right back.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.